glad to see you. My name's Beverly. What's yours? Well, welcome all of you to our KNX Victory Bells All-Girl Jamboree with Mabel Todd, Martha Mears, the Music Maids, Wilhelmina Gould, B. Turpin and her eight jills of jive, yours truly, Beverly the Reveille Girl, and our red-headed mistress of ceremonies, Irene Tuttle. Too, Beverly. By the way, fellas, if we girls all sound a little goofy tonight, it's not our fault. We did one of our camp shows last Monday night, and we're still feeling the effects of our ride in a recon car. Brother. For you folks that don't happen to know, a recon car is sort of a solid-top Jeep with the jitters. Yes?
Can we do our number now? It's for a soldier who goes on sentry duty at 6:15. And we promised we'd let him hear it before he leaves.
Well, Pat, we've only got 8 minutes left, so you better get started. The music makes... Oh, wait a minute. Just a minute, girls. Hello?
Hello, hello, Irene. This is me, Mabel Todd.
Oh, I know.
Hey, I'm sorry I ain't down here at the studio yet, but I fell.
You fell? Did you hurt yourself?
No, I fell asleep. I'm on my way down there now, though. I'm phoning from a drugstore in Pomona.
Well, Mabel, I can hardly hear you. Will you get a little closer to the phone?
I can't.
Why not?
The drugstore is closed.
Mabel?
Yeah?
Mabel, tell me something. What were you doing sleeping this time of day?
Oh, I was just taking a nap. Aren't lately at night, I just can't sleep.
Insomnia?
No, but just can't sleep.
Well, why don't you try my cure? I sleep on my stomach.
What's the matter? Can't you afford a bed?
Yes, I can, Mabel. I sleep between the sheets like anybody else.
Not me. I sleep between my sister and a window. Gee, ain't it wonderful just to lie in bed and drink to your maid?
Oh, have you got a maid?
No, but I got a bell. I think I'm going to get a maid, though. I'm getting too old for my mother to dress me.
Yes, I think so, too. Now, stop being so silly and get on down here.
Okay, but well, wait a minute, Lorena. Before you hang yourself up... I want to tell you about a spell game that I got that we can play with the soldiers at our camp show.
Oh, well, good. How do you play it?
Well, you take a picture of Hitler, and you put it on the floor, and then you all join hands and dance around it.
Well, what do you call that game?
Ring around the rodent.
Bring on the... Bring on your 10 little soldiers, girl.
Listen to the story of a girl. She made a hit with all of them, and this is how the story goes. There were 10 little soldiers on a 10-day leave, all loved the colonel's daughter, Genevieve. Each little soldier led the other to believe that he was going home to spend his 10-day leave. Some took a taxi cab and some a train. Some bought a ticket for a southbound plane. Some took a trolley to the west side of town. The 10 little soldiers, they were homeward bound. Each took a different direction, each one in search of affection. Imagine their surprise and the shock they received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. The 10 little soldiers went from bad to worse. The 10 little sailor boys had got there first. They crowded her door like a pack of sardines. When out walked Genevieve with 10 marines. Each took a different direction, each one in search of affection. Just imagine the shock received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. 10 soldiers went back to work. 10 sailor boys got there first. They crowded her door like a pack of sardines. When out walked Genevieve with 10 marines, staff marines. Now instead of wearing stripes, they wear their hearts on their sleeves. The 10 little soldiers on a 10-day leave.
That was swell, gal. Well, and you're not kidding about the boy. boys really having fun during their leave.
You should have seen them over at the Hollywood Canteen the other night. It was so crowded, I danced for 3 hours and my feet never touched the floor once.
You know, Lorraine, I was out with a soldier on leave last night, and he was wonderful.
Oh, really, Martha?
You know, he has that certain something that everybody just cries for.
A charming personality?
No, a sea book.
By the way, boys, say hello to a swell gal with a voice to match. Martha Mears. Now, Marcy, what's hooked with you in the music department?
Well, I've got a number that's based on a famous quotation.
Oh, what quotation is that?
It's what Premier Molotov of Russia said to President Roosevelt. I came here to talk for Joe. I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know. He can't keep that day with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. See, that kid sure loves you so. When he gets the chance, he said he'd ride. That guy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do, but he never has to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here and in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe. That boy has so much courage. I know the things he can do, but he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here and in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe.
Hey, Martha, we're sorry Joe couldn't show up, but we're glad you did, because that song was lovely.
Thank you, Louise.
You know, fellows, Martha doesn't only sing, but she also plays the piano and is quite an accomplished musician.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I taught music.
You taught music?
Yeah, I taught music was easy, but it's hard.
Oh, well, she's here, fellas. Our crack victory bell, Mabel Todd.
Oh, hello.
Mabel, you certainly got down here in a hurry from Pomona.
Yeah, well, you know them fast trains and them swift automobiles and them speedy buses.
Yes.
I walked. I would have been here sooner, but I stopped by to see my girlfriend, Elsie. You know that doctor she works for?
Mm-hmm.
Poor soul, he's in the hospital.
If he's such a good doctor, why doesn't he treat himself?
Gosh, no, not him. He charges too much. He's the doctor that fixed my head when I was up on the roof of our house and car came along and ran over me. Gosh, he sure did hurt.
Mabel.
Lucky with my head or I
Mabel.
Might have hurt myself. What's that?
How could a car run over you if you were on the roof?
Well, you know them California drivers. No sense of direction. Incidentally, I told Elsie I'd do a recitation for the doctor to kind of cheer him up.
so I'll do it.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This one is for all the mothers.
All mothers? Oh, that's nice.
Yes. When children are naughty and cranky, don't put o'er your knee and spanky. Or without supper, don't put them to bed. Just take a crowbar and give them a hit in the head.
Lovely, Mabel. It was so sentimental.
Yeah, you know, speaking of mothers, my sister Beulah here is worried about her little boy, Melville. In fact, we all are.
Why?
Well, at the age of 5, he started smoking. And at the age of 6, he started drinking. And now he's 7, and yesterday he shot his school teacher with a machine gun.
And you're worried?
Yeah, we're afraid he's going to grow up to be a bad boy. My poor sister Beulah, though, she sure is having grief. Besides Melville, she's having trouble with her husband and the furnace.
Her husband and the furnace?
Yeah, when she watches one, the other goes out. See, you know, them two, they don't get along any too good, Lorini. She says they was married by a justice of the peace, but the way they fight, I think it must have been the Secretary of War. It ain't very encouraging to a girl like me who's so romantically inclined, Lorini.
No.
About getting married and all
no.
I'm talking about,
well,
yes.
Most people, married people, get along fine. No. You mustn't let that make you a cynic.
A what's it?
Cynic.
What's that got to do with marriage? A cynic is where we wash the dishes. A kitchen cynic.
That's a sink.
Oh, no. Sink is when you make music with your throat. You sing a song.
You sing a song.
Sing a song? Sing is when you make music with your throat, you know. You sing a song.
I said, you snow, you sing a song.
Sing is when you break your arm. You got it in a sing.
Oh, that's a sling.
What's the matter with you? Sling is when you don't talk good grammar. You talk sling.
You talk slang.
Slang is when you're saying goodbye to somebody. You know, you say, slang, see you later, get the road.
That's slong.
So long as what Dorothy L'Amour wears in the movie.
Mabel, she wears a sarong.
You're wacky. Sarong is what Kay Kaiser says. That's right, sarong.
Right or sarong, just sing your song, Mabel. My goodness.
Poor Lorini, I guess she ain't very bright. Poor soul, I'm so sorry for her. I wander today to the hills of Maggie to wet the scene below. The creek and the creek and old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grass is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. Love songs were sung, my old man was hung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. Now, Maggie, you're so different from the way you used to be when we pledged our love beneath that dear old apple tree. Maggie, you're getting baggy. Though you won't admit you're not the chick you used to be. Now when I see your bookie book, it hands me a laugh. Any minute you'll collapse, you can't stand the gap. Oh, Maggie, you'd better stop swinging, stop singing things like a bleedery, bleedery, bleedery. Stop getting hot while your health you've still got. Bleedery, 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 your age. You know this yarn is really kind of silly. Stop dancing around in the hill, Maggie. We'll just watch the scene below. You've been fooling around. Now act your age. Settle down. Ah, oh, Maggie, I still love you so.
Oh, here comes Beverly with the mail.
Beverly, got a letter for me?
Gee, I ought to have one that Marine said he'd write.
Oh, you and your Marine.
Oh, well, I got to write to
Wait a second. There's mail for everybody here. But first I want to tell the boys an answer to some of our mail that will be at a Navy training station this coming Monday night. And lots of other places that we'll tell you about later. By the way, the Fricadette at Luke Field, Arizona. And it was a request for Bea Turpin and her all-girl band to play I Found a New Baby.
But, Beverly, the girls are all set to play their new arrangement of Dinah.
Now, look, honey, if the Air Corps would like to hear our man. So come on, girls. Switch on. Contact.
Ginger peachy with sugar on it. With a
Hey, Lorini.
Yes.
Beverly just gave me my letter from my brother, and he got the dog I sent to him and his buddies to be the mascot of their company.
Why, Mabel, that was a very nice thing for you to do.
Oh, he's a wonderful dog. Remember that movie dog, Strongheart?
Yes.
Well, this is his brother, Weak Stomach.
What else does the letter say?
It says here, he is a fine dog. Bless you, brother, bless you. He is a fine dog, like you said. He is a cross between a pointer and a setter. But that's the trouble. He never sets where he points. I think he's more of a cockeyed spaniel. I'm glad you like the picture of me in my uniform that I sent you. No, that is not a flower pot I'm holding. It is a GI coffee cup. We have a new cook at the mess hall. Our old cook is in the hospital. By mistake, he ate some of his own food. The new cook is a little better. At least he tries to keep us happy. He even fixes spinach so the boys like it. Before serving, he dips it in beer. Signed, your loving brother, Lem.
Well, boys, now that we've had some music and a few laughs, I think it's time we get down to the serious part of our all-girl show. In these days of women doing men's jobs and defense plants and all along the line, we'd like to give you our version of what might happen if women took over the police department.
Oh, boys, can you imagine Hetty Lamar, Lana Turner, and Betty Grable as policewomen? What a crime wave there'd be.
Oh, you're not kidding, Martha. And now Victory Bells bring you their great dramatic epic, Ladies' Day at the Police Department. Or, if you can't make both ends meet, make one end vegetables, because there's a shortage of meat.
Oh,
in the office of the chief of police, Loreen Tuttle. And a certain person by the name of Todd is applying for a job.
So, Miss Todd, you'd like to get on the police force?
Yes, ma'am. I got all the qualifications for being a cop. I got big feet and I can sleep standing up.
Have you had any experience?
Well, I was out with a sailor once. And...
I mean police experience.
Well, once I shadowed a crook all day.
Did you catch him?
No, the sun went down and I lost his shadow.
This is my assistant, Sergeant Mears. She interviews the new applicants.
I'm glad to know you, kiddo.
Don't call me kiddo.
Okay, kid. Oh.
Don't be so impertinent. Let's see how much you know about the treatment of a captured criminal.
Yes, ma'am.
If you caught a thief, would you grill him?
Grill him? You talking about a thief or a hamburger? Just imagine barbecued burglars.
A fine policewoman you'd make. Why, you couldn't even run down a pair of heels.
You and who else?
You'd give me a headache.
What was that? What was you saying to me?
I said you give me a headache.
Go take an aspirin.
Well, Miss Todd, you're not exactly the type we'd like for a police woman, but I'm going to give you a trial.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You're a dear, sweet, kind soul, and just remember, if you ever need a friend, go buy a dog.
Well, I'll see that you get your uniform and all your equipment.
Yes, ma'am.
Hat pins, a blackjack, and a sure shot bean shooter.
What, no bulletproof girdles?
No girdles. And that's a movement that's going to become widespread.
You're telling me.
Now, policewoman Todd, your first duty is to take charge here for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
Sergeant Mears and I have to see the DA about a case.
If you get a cut price, I'll take a couple of bottles myself. Hey, wait a minute there. How can I be a lady cop if I ain't got no badge?
Oh, I'll get you one later.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you can wear mine.
Okay.
It's laying around here someplace.
Yeah.
Now, take my seat behind this desk.
Yes, ma'am. Ouch!
What happened?
I just found your badge.
Now, take good care of that badge. I'm very fond of it.
I'm stuck on it myself.
Goodbye, Officer Todd. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Well, now I'm a lady cop. Small world, ain't it? Gosh, it sure is a quiet place. Some police station, nothing going on around here at all. Not a sign of life. Hey, maybe this is a gas station. Oh, well, might as well grab myself a little sleep. Oh, there goes the telephone. No rest for the wicked. Oh. Hello? Police Todd, officer station talking. I mean, police station officer, police talking. Hello.
Hello, police. I'm calling from the old maid's home. Hurry over. The old maids have just caught a burglar and they're holding him.
Well, we'll be right there. Who is this talking?
This is the burglar.
Poor soul. Hey, I wonder what's doing on that police radio here. I'm going to take a look.
Calling car 32, calling car 32, go to Hollywood and Vine, stunning chiffon evening gown in the window, pick it up, that is all, Rose O'Day.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to make a note of that.
Well, Officer Todd, I'm back.
Oh, hello, Cheese. I mean, Chief.
What's your diction?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything happened since I left?
Oh, sure did. The Southside gang is on the loose again. At 1 o'clock, they robbed the First National Bank. At 2 o'clock, they robbed the Second National Bank. So at 3 o'clock, I took a bunch of cops and I waited for them at the Third National Bank.
What happened?
They robbed the First National Bank again. You can't trust them dirty crooks.
Oh, I'll bet that's the same bunch that robbed a different bank every night last week.
Yeah, with them, every night is bank night. Oh, me, there's that phone again. Hello.
Hello, this is Officer Mears. I'm in Chinatown. I just found a corpse.
Is he dead?
He sure is.
Well, we'll be right down. Don't let him get away now. Come on, girls. We got work to do.
Say, who's going to drive the patrol car?
Me.
Can you drive?
Nope.
No? Why, we'll all be killed.
Gruesome, ain't it? Come on. Last one in the patrol wagon gives up her nylon stockings. Well, how do I look in my bobby socks?
Calling car 13. Calling car 13.
Hey, that's us. That's us.
Calling car 13. Girls, wipe off your windshield. Someone is stealing your radiator cap.
There's no sense of wiping it off. It just gets fogged up again. Hey, our radiator is steaming. Guess we ought to stop, huh?
So we can put water in the radiator?
No, so we can take my eggs out of there. They should be hard-boiled by now.
Say, Todd.
Yeah?
That looks like the place over there. Pull over to the curb!
Yes, ma'am. Unfasten your safety belt.
All right. All out, girls. Let's see if we can pick the murderer up.
If you hear a shot, pick me up.
What was that?
Must be Officer Turpin. She always takes a couple of shots when she's nervous.
This place gives me the creeps. Look at that ivy clinging to the wall.
That ain't no ivy. That's me.
Officer Todd, there's a suspicious-looking character over there.
I'll handle him. Come here, you. What's your name?
My name, Long.
What's your first name?
Oso.
Oso Long?
Yeah, so long. Me go now. Bye.
Hey, not so fast there, bud. Who's that guy all tied up over there in the corner?
Him captured by Tong. But him no talk.
Oh, tongue-tied, eh? Good joke. I just made up myself.
Very funny, but we still haven't found the murderer. Let's look over here behind these vases and bric-a-brac.
Bric-a-who?
Don't you know what bric-a-brac is?
Sure, I seen him in the movies. Frank Buck and bric-a-brac-a-lying.
I'm going to try the floor upstairs. You look into these doors here.
Okay, kiddo. Nobody in here. Nobody in here.
Well, what do you want, nosy? One peep out of you and I'll plug you.
Nobody in here. You... Gosh, it's getting kind of dark in here. Whew. It's kind of spooky. It's so dark and all. Oh, me.
Okay, we got him. Flash the light on his face, Butch.
Oh, me. Gangsters.
It's a lady cop, fellas. Well, there's only one thing to do. Shoot her. Men, get your guns ready.
Oh, no, sir. Just let me say three words.
No, get ready, men.
Just let me say two words.
No, come on, men. Aim.
Please, sir. Just let me say one word.
All right. Yes, yes. Be brief. Just one word. What is it?
Idea anyway. Now I'm afraid it's good night to our listening audience while we go on with more entertainment for the boys down here at the studio. Some of them are going to make personal records which we will send to their folks back home. When you're in Hollywood, drop in and visit us here at KNX. And fellas, bring along your wives and sweethearts. And so for Mabel Todd, Martha Mears, the Music Maids, Bea Turpin and her musical Jills of Jive, Wilhelmina Gould, and Beverly the Reveille Girl, this is Loreen Tuttle saying good night.
Yeah, good night, fellers. Ha ha ha.
The KNX Victory Bells is produced by Ona Munson and came to you from Columbia Square in Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.